Jimmy, that's a big cake.
It's gotta be big to hold 18 candles.
Yeah, I can't believe it. Junior, 18. Mm-hmm. Boy, it seemed like just yesterday I was looking at him through the maternity ward window making faces at him, huh? And he was making faces right back.
I remember the first time I saw him. The doctor was holding him after he took him from me.
Mm-hmm.
And there was JJ. Upside down, backside out, squirming all over the place and yelling a mile a minute.
Yeah, and he'd been that way for 18 years.
Ah, he was a beautiful baby.
Mm-hmm.
I still remember how nervous you got, firstborn and all.
What you talking about, Floyd? I was cool.
Oh, sure. You were real cool. When we checked out of that hospital, you paid the bill, gave the nurse a cigar, and picked up a white baby.
Come on, Florida.
Oh, I was just teasing. Hey, this ain't gonna be easy.
What's that, baby?
Putting all this lettering on this cake that JJ wanted. He wrote down exactly what he wanted. Happy birthday and many happy returns to our beloved firstborn son, JJ.
Well, that's nice.
Who has given us nothing but pleasure for the last 18 years.
Oh, that's a lot of words.
And who will continue to give us the same joy and pleasure during the years to come.
Well, Florida, how you gonna get all this?
I ain't finished yet. And who will be our pride and joy in our old age.
Baby, no way in the world you gonna get that on that.
Wait. Signed, your grateful parents, Mom and Dad.
Well, you're going to have to add one more line to be continued on the next cake.
Hi, y'all.
Hey, Walona, how you doing?
How's it going?
Girl, I had a rough time figuring out what to get JJ. I asked myself, what would an 18-year-old boy want?
Well?
I know, but it's pretty hard to gift wrap an 18-year-old girl.
What did you get him?
Oh, I got him this groovy shirt. Had it made up special by a custom tailor.
Ooh, a custom tailor?
James, there ain't too many ready-made shirts gonna fit your son's beautiful body. So I said to the tailor, think of a telephone pole, add extra long sleeves, and you got it.
Yeah, Junior always was a problem. We used to have to put a net on his high chair because he kept slipping through.
Did you stop at the store and pick up the present we got for JJ?
Oh, honey, I forgot. But don't worry, I gotta go pick up JJ's shirt right now, and I'll stop by and get it.
You sure you don't mind keeping it at your place?
No trouble at all.
It's just that we wanted to be a real surprise for JJ. He's been nosing around trying to find out what everybody's giving him.
Yeah, he's as nosy as I am.
Nobody is, Maloney. You are the champ.
Later for you, Jane. Sure is a pretty cake.
Wait till you see it with the 18 candles.
18. What a great age. I had that many candles on my cake when I was 14.
When you were 14?
Mm-hmm. When I was 14, I wanted to be 18. And when I was 18, I wanted to be 25. And when I was 25, I decided to blow out the candles, freeze the cake, and stop the clock.
Okay. Oh, baby, I can't wait to see the expression on Junior's face when he sees them presents we got him.
Oh, he's gonna paint up a storm when he sees those new paints and brushes.
Yeah, and he's gonna really flip over that genuine leather case with his own initials on it.
$75. You know, that's real big time. You don't think we went overboard, do you?
Mm-hmm. What the hell, baby? I mean, it's our son's big day. He's gonna be 18. I wanna give him something better than I got when I turned 18.
What was that?
A draft notice.
James, you are a great father.
Well, why you say it so surprised, baby? You knew the night you married me you had a great husband. Well, how do we do it, Florida? What did it take to get Junior to be 18?
Guts.
JJ the bacon flavored potato chips, but I didn't even bother to look for that other crazy thing he asked for. Okay.
What was that, Thelma?
A soul food pizza. Tomato and cheese sprinkled with chitlins and black eyed peas.
Well, see, I told you that boy is still upside down and backside out. It's a wonder he didn't ask for fat back fortune cookies.
He did.
That's my brother. Mama, Can you make a bow in this? I can't do it.
Sure, honey.
Hey, Michael, what'd you get, Junior?
A book.
On black history, right?
Nope, on white history.
You bought a book on white history?
Yeah, it's the story of how for the last 300 years, the whites have been holding down the blacks.
Excuse me. For a minute there, I thought the militant midget had jumped to the other league.
Until our people have everything the whites have.
We already got it. Unemployment, inflation, taxation, aggravation.
You're right, baby. When it come to misery, they sure gave us our equal rights.
Yeah, yeah. Here I am! Happy, bright, now a man in pure dynamite!
But the good thing you're 18, now you can be a fool legally.
Since today is such a joyous occasion, I'll ignore that insult that slipped through your five and dime lipstick. Dear mother, I know how happy you are to see your glorious son turn into magnificent manhood. And dear father, I can remember the first time we met. Peering at me through the maternity ward window, making faces. Well, family, are y'all ready? Are y'all ready for the big news, the big announcement? I got myself a job!
That's not news, that's a miracle.
JJ, you're not thinking about dropping out of school.
Yeah, because you can forget that. Coming of age may go on to your head, but it ain't gonna keep my strap from getting to your butt. No, that's just a few hours after school.
What kind of job is it, JJ?
Big, Michael. Really, really big. I'll be ringing doorbells all over Chicago.
Don't tell me you became an Avon lady.
No, Ma. You're looking at the newest personnel representative of the Instant Speedy Rapid Fire Delivery Service.
JJ, take out the yeast and just say you're a messenger boy.
That shows you how much you know about big business, little sister. I have you know they put me in their elite courier division. I'll be carrying valuable things like stocks, bonds, and get well cards.
Hey, sounds good. When do you get started?
Soon as I get bonded. You know, to make sure I'm clean and everything like that.
Mm-hmm.
But I ain't worried because I'm a model citizen.
Okay, Speedy, so how much you getting paid?
The man says this is a wonderful opportunity. Salary is not important.
That's what they've been telling me all my life, and they prove it by what they pay me.
Mm-hmm. Well, if you all excuse me, I get ready for my birthday dinner.
Mm-hmm. Okay, son.
Oh, Mom. Mm-hmm. Did you get all those special things I wanted for my dinner?
Oh, JJ, I'm so sorry, but soul food pizza is not in season this time of the year.
That's all right, Ma, as long as you got my main dish. Turkey stuffed with pork chops. Basted in Kool-Aid. Oh.
Your son for someone trying to punish us.
I heard that.
Good. Want to hear it again?
Well, Anna, did you get the package put away? Is something wrong?
I don't know how to tell you this.
Tell us what?
I didn't get the present. James, they turned down your credit.
Oh, you got to be jiving.
I don't think she is.
There got to be some mistake. I mean, we've been shopping at Wilton's department store for years, baby.
They got computers now that make all the decisions. And according to the computer, your credit is zero.
Why, Daddy?
Oh, who knows, baby girl? Ain't no telling. Could have been something that happened years ago. I mean, I missed a payment 1 month, but I made up for it the next month.
It don't matter, James. They got it on the computer.
Computer? Now, what does a computer know about how honest a man is? And what does the computer know about what a father's feeling when he wants to buy something special for his son?
Honey, we can still get him some little something.
Baby, I don't want to get him a little something. I mean, he's 18 today. I want to get him something to remember. Floyd, I'm telling you, baby, it hurts deep down in here.
No.
Now, I'm a man and a father. I ain't no number. I'm going down to that store and tell him what the hell they can do with them giant turkey computers.
Please don't.
some of that happiness noise for my birthday party? Thank you.
Gonna do you any good to let it eat you up.
But Florida, just ain't right. Now, I've been an honest man all my life. Now, I got some damn computer bad mouthing me. Well, if it was a man, I'd bust it in two. But what you supposed to do with a computer? Blow his fuse?
Don't blow yours. Look, James, you can always buy the art supplies from another store. We'll tell JJ there was a slight mix-up, and it'll be a day late.
Yeah, but Florida, you don't understand how these things work. You know what they told me down at the store? They said that this computer feeds information to all other computers all over the country. Right now, I couldn't get credit in an Eskimo trading post on a used igloo. Damn, you planned something big for your son and now it's spoiled.
Well, don't spoil it worse. I had a couple of dollars and I sent Thelma to buy him a sweater.
A sweater? Well, that's a hell of a come down from $75 worth of art supplies and your own special carrying case.
Well, I know a sweater ain't much, but it's something.
But baby, Junior was expecting something big.
How do you know?
Because he said to me the other day, Dad, I'm expecting something big.
Oh, honey, let's make the best of it. We'll have a nice dinner, we'll be pleasant, and act as if there's nothing wrong.
Yeah, well, baby, that's going to take a lot of acting.
Oh, you can do it, James. You can do anything.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear JJ. Happy birthday to you.
So overwhelmed, words fail.
Oh. But I'll force myself!
Today is the proudest moment of my life, when I officially pass from boyhood into adultery.
Now that better be a slip of the lip or I'm gonna knock you back into boyhood again.
Just jiving, just jiving. But seriously, folks, it's wonderful to share this occasion with all the people that I love. And I'd like to thank you all in advance for the wonderful presents I'm about to receive.
JJ, blow out the candles.
Okay, Mom.
And don't forget to make a wish.
Oh. JJ, will you blow out the candles?
Okay.
Oh, come on. Give me
a break. JJ, either you get a bigger chest or stop down at the gas station for more air.
Just using one lung, Ma. Just
one. We use them both.
Oh! Right. Give me a plate. Okay, honey, you cut the first slice.
Okay, Ma.
Looks good.
I'm telling you.
JJ! Thank
you, Ma.
Look at that
side. Hey, JJ, what did you wish?
I wish that I could be so rich that I could sit back in my Cadillac and have a Big Mac.
With my chauffeur spoon feeding me French fried onion rings.
Well, if you don't get some meat on them bones, you can use an onion ring for a life preserver.
Right on, Daddy.
Enough of this murmuring. Let's get on to the main event. Bring on the presents!
Junior, you know, the thing about presents is it ain't how big they are, but it's just the thought behind it.
Yeah, the important thing is that we care and we love you.
Yeah, I know that, Mama. Now bring on the presents, let's see how much love I got.
Cleaned
and
up.
Pretty.
That one's from me, JJ, and many happy returns.
Nice.
Gee, Michael, what a surprise. A book about the oppression of brothers.
Hey, man, who told you?
Remember, me and you sleep together, and you're the little guy who talks in his sleep.
So what? You used to wet the bed.
Moving on. Next, the Thelma's wonderful cap.
How'd you know that?
Did a little search and seizure in your room the other day. All the colors I wanted, too.
That's not the one I bought you.
I know. I already exchanged it.
You see that one? I saw it.
Boy, when a chick see this hat, I'm gonna have wall-to-wall hickeys.
Stop it.
Now, custom-made shirt from Maluna.
He's an ebony Kojak.
Now, that's class.
Oh, all right.
That's conservative, but that's class. Yeah, go for that. That's now for the biggie. The piece of resistance from Mom and Dad.
Yeah.
What I've been waiting for all this time. Just what I always wanted. It's a sweater.
That's pretty. You're nice.
That's nice. Threw that in as a little extra, huh? Where's the art supplies?
Junior.
Oh, where's them paints, them brushes, that leather carrying case with my initials on it? Come on, y'all. Stop keep jogging me now.
There's something I want to tell
you. Come on, y'all. I've been looking for this. Where's this at? I can paint anywhere I want to. Don't keep me hanging. Where is it, y'all?
There is no carrying case and no art supplies.
You jiving.
The sweater is all we got.
Yeah, that's it, son. I want to apologize because we wanted to get you everything you wanted.
But we ran into a problem.
Yeah, I found out after working my tail off all my life that my word, my name don't mean nothing.
I don't understand, Dad.
Well, they got some computer down the store that flashed the word all over the world and my credit ain't no good.
It just ain't right.
You're damn right it ain't right. Ain't none of us nothing but a bunch of numbers in them computers. They pick up on you in the day you're born and just pass the information around like a plate of grits.
Dad, I don't care what that stupid computer says. You have more character and integrity than anybody. Yeah.
Well, thanks, baby girl. Thanks, Michael. Son, all I want to say is I'm sorry.
Sorry? What y'all worried about? Who needs a fancy leather carrying case with my initials on it anyway? Oh, I'm a ghetto artist.
Say, Jay, you really did want it, though, didn't you?
No, Marla, don't go putting yourself down. It was a groovy dinner with a lot of out-of-sight presents, and I thank all y'all.
Hey, you mean that, son?
Of course I do.
Well, all right.
Now, if y'all excuse me, I gotta go pick up my date, Henrietta.
Date? But I thought you were gonna stay home with us tonight.
Oh, didn't I tell you? Must have slipped my mind. You know, now that I'm 18, you got to learn to share me with the rest of the women of the world. Hey, thanks a lot again for making my party a groovy gig.
Hey,
thank you.
Have a good time, honey.
Nice time, son.
Yeah. That date sure came up fast.
Yeah, well, baby's at that age where he got that natural itch. He just want to do a little scratching.
Right on.
Dad, do you think J.J. was disappointed about not getting that present?
Oh, not too much, Thelma. You know your brother. Old Junior bounced back just like a rubber ball.
Yeah, when you're 18, the world is your oyster. And when you don't find a pearl in it, you just open another oyster.
Guess you're right.
Well, looks like the party's over. You want me to help you with the dishes, honey?
No, thank you, Malone. I think I can manage it.
I'm glad you said that, because I hate washing dishes. Besides, just got enough time to get back to my pad and look at my favorite TV show, The Waltons.
The Waltons is your favorite show?
Yeah, it's going to be a great show tonight. It starts off where they can't pay the mortgage, the horse dies, the mule gets a migraine, and the drugstore's closed, and then it gets sad.
Oh.
Ma, let me help you clean up.
No, you got homework to do. You better get on it. You too, Michael.
Okay, Ma.
Oh, the birthday party didn't turn out too bad after all, did it, James?
No, baby. Matter of fact, it was a nice party.
Yeah. And you know what I was thinking? A couple of more birthdays and we'll be going to his wedding.
Well, that's something I can't get ready for yet. The idea of Junior getting married. Well, I can just see it. All the people packed in the church, sitting there nice and quiet and dignified. The preacher standing up, getting ready to give the sacred vows. And here comes Junior strutting down the aisle. Mr. Preacher, I does.
Oh, maybe by then he'll be more like you. Real serious. You know, I still remember you coming down the aisle. All serious, looking straight ahead, taking small, careful steps.
I had to. I borrowed them shoes from my uncle and they was about to eat my corns.
Oh, but you relaxed at the wedding party, though.
Yes, Lord.
You remember our first dance?
How can I forget it? It had to be you. Wasn't that it?
Yeah.
It had to be you. I wandered around, finally found somebody who could make me feel blue. Could make me feel true. And even feel glad just to feel sad thinking of you. Some others I see. With all your faults, I love you still. It had to be you. Wonderful you. It had to be you. Have mercy. It had to be you. It had to be you. I wandered around, finally found me somebody who.
Oh my God. How can I tell my dad?
What's the matter, Thelma?
I have some real bad news.
What?
What is it, child? What are you saying?
Monty just told me he saw JJ being taken away in a police car.
Oh, a police car?
They arrested him for holding up a liquor store.
What?
Oh, James.
Daddy, could JJ have wanted the art supplies that much?
Oh, God, no. No, no, James, no. No.